Yep.
Okay, today's share is really a random share only because I went to Eretz Yisrael and we all go to Eretz Yisrael, and I know some of you are making trips to go to Eretz Yisrael. And I wanted to go through the sugya of Aliyah L'Regel. It's not a sugya that you're going to hear too many shiurim about, but as I prepared to go to Eretz Yisrael really in the summer, as I was learning through different sugyas, I wanted to go through the sugya, if there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel b'zman hazeh, is there a reason for us to be Aliyah L'Regel on a Yom Tov to Eretz Yisrael, to the Makom of the Mikdash, although we can't go on the Makom of the Mikdash, but maybe there's an inyan of at least Aliyah to the Kaisel Maravi, and we're going to discuss about going to Eretz Yisrael today. Being that I did go and wanted to see the inyan of what is Eretz Yisrael to mean to us today, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, what our Kavan is, if there's a mitzvah, if there is a mitzvah today to go to Eretz Yisrael. So we should try, especially during the Antivim. The Antivim are difficult. I really prepared this year because this is the first time this year, Sukkos was the first time that I ever was in Eretz Yisrael for a Yom Tov. And I wanted to know myself what the inyan was and how much of it, if there was a mitzvah or not. And it's nagiah to all of us that throughout the year, you want to go to Eretz Yisrael, is there an inyan today of visiting Eretz Yisrael, or maybe not? We should wait till the beginning of the Mashiach comes to go to Eretz Yisrael because we can get inspired, but maybe there's no inyan of visiting Eretz Yisrael. So we begin with a pasuk. There's a lot of information over there, there's a lot of riots back and forth. What we're going to try to do is first know what the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is. What is this mitzvah? I know that people that are in Eretz Yisrael and they leave Eretz Yisrael for the Yom Kippur, that's also a part that we're going to talk about. But we're going to start with the mitzvah. We're going to start, was there a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel when you lived in Chutz La'aretz? Was it only maybe for people that lived in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe people that lived outside Eretz Yisrael, there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So we do not have that mitzvah then of going to Eretz Yisrael. As we'll see, there is such a shita. We'll then discuss Bizman Hazeh. So again, we're going to go in a systematic way. Let's try. We're going to begin with what's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? Is it just Aliyah without bringing a carbon? Again, an Aliyah L'Regel too. Maybe it's only if you can bring a carbon. You can't bring carbonas today, so maybe there's no inyan. Then we're going to discuss Chutz La'aretz. We'll discuss Bizman Hazeh. Then we'll discuss going to Eretz Yisrael in general. Says the pasuk like this. Where do we know the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? Shalosh pam bashana yirah kol zechurcha el pnei adon Hashem. It says zechurcha. Gemara learns out, not noshim. Women don't have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So the men have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. It's questionable. What does that mean? Women don't have the mitzvah. Does that mean they don't have the mitzvah of bringing a karban? Or does that mean they don't even have the mitzvah of going up to Eretz Yisrael at all? There's no mitzvah. And if you want to convince your wife, oh, there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, even Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash, there was no mitzvah for women. The pasuk says it's churcha. It's dependent on the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Let us first see what does this mean, Aliyah L'Regel. Is Aliyah L'Regel to Yerushalayim? Our Habayis, the Gemara does mention the child who is old enough to go from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis. But the Marashal says, you'll see the second on the sheet. Once again, we would have to fit everything into two pages, or four pages, but two papers. I had to try to minimize the Maror HaMakomos by just taking the Maror HaMakomos that are put together already. So what I did is I took the Masechta Gemara, Masechta Chagiga, and in the Yalkut Biurim in the back, he puts it very easy, short, so it's the shortest way for me to paste it to the paper. He brings down Rashi. Rashi says, what is Aliyah L'Regel? You have to go to the Azara, not just to go to Yerushalayim. Bira Taisis Yantiv, Taisis Yantiv says, and Kasav Mishum, the Azara is in the place of the Chatzar. Who Nikra, that's called Machne Hashkina. And that's the Hashem. We just learned the pasuk. Shalish Bam Vashani Ra calls the Churuch al Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. We have to go to Pnei Hashem. Chayin Chayvus Hari'iyah Hilusham. Abul Har Habayis today. When you go, you're not even on the Har Habayis, but on the Har Habayis, Keneged Machne Leviyah. Ain Lusham. There's no Chayvus Riyah. But Tom's happy. The Mishnah says Har Habayis. It's just Shigrin the Lishna of why he uses that word. So lefi this, there is no mitzvah today of Aliyah L'Regel. Because even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah L'Regel meant you went to the Azara. You can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash. We're not walking into the Beis HaMikdash. We're coming up to the Har HaBayis walls. We're not even coming up to the Beis Hamikdash wall. That's the Har HaBayis walls. So we're not even coming to the Har HaBayis. We couldn't come to the Har HaBayis. If certain people anyway, if they're coming, they wouldn't be able to go. So we are not, and we're not coming there anyway. So that's the first thing that we have to keep in mind over here, is that with the halacha, even bisman the Mikdash, it was the Azara. There was no mitzvah stamp to go to Yerushalayim. There's no mitzvah to visit Yerushalayim. The mitzvah was to go to the Azara. Mitzvah was to go to the Azara and bring a carbon. That's the first Mishnah. And Taisus does learn that it goes together. Karbid and Aliyah L'Regel seems to go together. Let's learn a Chiddush Gadol from Taisus and Sefer Sakim. Another reason why there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel for us living in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, the Gemara talks in Sakim, sent someone to, there was a guy, and the guy wanted to take a carbon and Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, go to the Beis HaMikdash and tell them to eat a certain part which is not eaten. And when he did come today, Chachamim realized that he was a traitor, or he wasn't a traitor, he was a guy. He was trying to fool them. So the Taisus wants to know, what about Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir? Why wasn't he there? Why didn't he go be Oyel HaRegel? What's he's in Chutz La'aretz. He didn't go with the, he didn't go off. He didn't tell them that, by the way, this individual is a guy. Taisus and Mefarshim say he stayed back. So there are a lot of reasons why. So Taisus says like this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir shlo Oyel HaRegel. How come he himself didn't go La'aliyah HaRegel? Yesh Laima. First of all, you have to have karka. So if no one owns any karka, there's no aliyah regal. So if you have a teenager who doesn't have any karka, you have even a married couple that doesn't own any property, so there's no mitzvah of aliyah regal based on the psukim. So that would already knock out a lot of people. You have to own something. You have to own a piece of land. No, you have to own. Oh, he's zaki. He was an elderly person. Sheni yachal al ragel. He wasn't able to walk, so he's potter anyway because of the Gemara. Inami, or else, third Teretz of Taisus, Nitzivim Chutz La'aretz. Who's in Chutz La'aretz? Oh, what do you see from Taisus? There's no mitzvah aliyah L'regel if you live in Chutz La'aretz. So anyone who lived outside Eretz Yisrael, according to Taisus, there's no mitzvah aliyah L'regel.
Maybe
so,
it doesn't mean Zochit.
No, what does that mean?
He didn't have a
Chit
to go,
but
if he didn't go,
why
didn't he get a
mitzvah? Oh, you see, you mean right now I want to know if this is you're right. Maybe there'd be a mitzvah.
It's still a mitzvah.
He would get a mitzvah because he's in Eretz. Once he's in Eretz Yisrael, then it's a mitzvah. That's what they say, Mosh. You're right. If he would go to Eretz Yisrael, oh, so now he's in Eretz Yisrael. They discuss what you say. In Echnami, if he was there, but I don't have to go. If you go, okay, so now I'm in Eretz Yisrael. You're right. I'm a mitzvah Lila Rego. Exactly what you said. They speak about that. They talk about the Maidim. There's a lot of sugyas here that are discussed. But one of the Gemaras that is brought regarding Chutz La'aretz or Bizman HaMikdash, because that's where we're headed over here. If there's a mitzvah, and it's very negeah, by the way, because I'm going to see later on at the end of this year from Rabbi Tzion Abishol, he tells us that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you go to Yerushalayim now, or the Old City, I'm not talking about Yerushalayim as a whole, but if you're in the Old City, you need to take a little bit, the halach is there, and I when I was by the Kaisel, someone did mention this to me, but I was not in the sugi at the time, so I just accepted what he told me. From Rabbi Yashiv or others. What we are going to see is a very big naftamino in Halacha Bizman Hazeh regarding a little Vanessig all 7 days when you're in Eretz Yisrael, the Sukkot, because if somehow the old city has a din of Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see, so all the halachas that are on the first day that apply would apply to all 7 days, because the Gemara says that in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to take a little Vanessig for 7 days. What does the Beis HaMikdash mean? What does that mean? The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says Yerushalayim. Now, everyone, all the other Rishonim don't learn like that, but the Rambam does. The Rambam says that Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash are synonymous with each other, at least for that halacha. So it's going to be Nageya for that too. So let's learn a Gemara Masechtas Gittin. It's a Maridiki Gemara, where you see Gedolim and Achrayim and how they take a Gemara, which is a Gemara nothing to do with Aliyah L'Regel. Although they mentions the words there, and the Medai, the Nachas Maisha, when we were in Yeshiva, that was the Sefer that we used. That was the Sefer that delved into the Gemara, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to Yeshiva now. We're going to learn a Gemara that we learned in Sefer's Gittin. I don't remember at all when I learned this Gemara. My Rebbe was talking about this, but it doesn't mean anything years ago when I learned Gittin in Yeshiva. But now, when you go back to the Svarim, because I was focusing on this Sugya, so one of the Svarim that I used was the Nachas Maisha, and he has a Diyuk in his Gemara from the about Inyan Aliyah L'Regel. The Gemara is talking about the Shema.
Old city, yeah, I don't know if that.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever it would be. But by the, if you get to the Paisel, you for sure. If you die to Paisel, you for sure. Right, the Paisel Plaza for sure. I'm not talking about that. The Paisel Plaza for sure. So there's a Gemara Masechta is getting like this. Da Abdallah Amid Beis. Gemara is talking about when you give a get, you have to say, B'fanenechtam, is there Lishma? And do people travel back and forth? Are they going to recognize the signatures on the get? Are there enough people that go from place to place in Eretz Yisrael? And if you have a get, they'll recognize the signatures. And you don't have to say B'fanenechtam, in front of me it was signed, because there will be people that recognize the signatures. It says the Gemara like this, La'olam emdina emdina Eretz Yisrael nami litzach. If you go from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another, you don't have to say B'fanenechtam, B'fanenechtam. Why? Even though you're a golem, because there were people that were always traveling. For Yontif, Mishkach Shlichim, it was common. People were traveling, they would recognize other people. They would therefore recognize signatures. Right, the Gemara. So first of all, right, if you stop right there, but if there's a mitzvah aliyah l'regel, this is Nachas Maisha, other Rishayim. If there's an mitzvah aliyah l'regel, even from Chutz Laretz, let's say we don't hold like Tosis, and even from Chutz Laretz, there is a mitzvah. So then even Mimdina from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael is Oyler Regalim. People are traveling. They recognize signatures. That's one thing. The Gemara then says, Tainef is mancha based on English kind. This is all good. Is mancha based on English mitzvah aliyah l'regel. Is man shame based on English kai ma'ekulamem? If is man that there's no base on English, what are you going to say? Meaning there's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel. So we have from the Gemara over here that is man hazeh, there's no mitzvah. If there was, you don't need the lishma. Just to save time, that's what this Nachlas Moshe talks about over here. He brings down Taisus and Masechta Pesachim. That Taisus and Masechta Pesachim says Chutz Laretz is Turim Milalis l'regel, and I feel a lot, and even to bring the Karm Pesach, he says. He brings the Mishnah Lamelach that says he doesn't know where Taisus gets this from. Mishnah Lamelach says, what do you mean? Where do you see this from? The Mishnah, and Nachas Maisha says, very good. Al Gemara. Right in the middle, you see the Masha Kasaf, the Eshleimer. Taisus reads a ride from Al Gemara. In the Mishan Sheikh, in the times of the Chaz Chutzlar, Shan Sheikh Chutzlar, have to come. In Cain, it's Mitzuyan Lakaimud. It's Mitzuyan Tikam in Lakaimud. It must be from the Gemara Mesechtis Gittin. What do you see? That they're like Taisus. There's no inyan of aliyah l'regel if you have a chutz laretz. So for us to go, even if you're going to prove that there's a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel today, but if you live in chutz laretz, it's a riot to taisis. He then brings the Me'iri down, and the Me'iri says that the B'nai, no, enich namni is a mitzvah aliyah l'regel. But why would they not recognize signatures? Because the B'nai chutz laretz went home right away. They didn't stick around. When you live in Eretz Yisrael, you stick around. You get to see people's signatures. But even if you have a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, you would not stay. And that's what he says. Amos acts from Harvey. Fine. So you don't have a riot from that Gemara to cheat us Tysis. You're going to learn out another riot. Gemara. And these are Gedalim that are delving into these Gemaras. And it's so, to me, this is, as I know, this is what fascinates me, because when you stop learning the Gemara, you're focusing on the page. So you learn what's Nagea for the page. When you're learning another sugya and you're bringing rives from Gemaras, random Gemaras, that's enjoyable, and that's really how you see. That's, I don't want to call it filthful hatayra, but that's how you see the brilliance of some gedolim and rishayim, because this is rishayim. So Gemara says in Sefer Tainas like this: we start in Eretz Yisrael. They start a task for rain. Gemara says when? Well, mind up mission. Ask for rain. I mean, he'll says, wait for the seventh day. Why? That's 15 days after Sukkot. Why? Because people have to get home. It's rain. No one had down for rain. They came to the Eilu Regu. If the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regu is for those in Chutz Laretz, so make sure, don't ask, wait to ask rain even longer. They have to get home. They have to get, let them get home. Why are we only worried about Nar Paras? It should be further than that. Look at the Ran says this. Gimel Bar Chedron, Shailim, the Sachar Meirayim, the Zman Riv Shaina, and then he explains. Ran has his own question. He says, where did he get this 15 days from? Right, see, that's the Ran. So that's the first Ran. Where's Nar Paras? Tezlov Yamachar Kakadesh Yachin should be sold Nar Paras. And then he says, Apo Gabderet Yisrael Abameir, Parasol Abameir, Parasol, though, what does that mean? This part of the Ran I don't get, because we know that it's not really Abameya Parsa. The Kaim Alon, and he says this is how much you could walk in a day. Nimsa Shafilo Haisi Yushalayim. Even if Yushalayim is in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, less than 20 days, It's going to take you to get to the border 20 days. He makes a cheshbon based on 400 by 400. I'm not going to do the math because it would take too much time. But the calls came to buy today. The Yerushalayim is privately Yerichai. The Yerichai is Tchuma Shal Eretz Yisrael. They don't want to wait. You know, once their season started, so then they would ask. So looking at this part of the Ran, Ein Echanami, the people in Eretz Yisrael didn't get home either. Because Eretz Yisrael is huge, according to their cheshbon. 15 days wasn't enough time to get to where they have to get to. But look at the next Ran. It says the Ran like this. So we're passing Bizman Hazer. Also, in Eretz Yisrael, when did they start asking for rain? They start asking for rain on Zion. That's what they do. So to those that we go to Eretz Yisrael, the same Talamat Lebracha started already for. But this, why? There's no oil or regalim anymore. That's the Ran's kasha. The Haram Gamliel, Amarachim, they took an osin shel oil or regalim. But we're after the Korban Beis Hamikdash. There's no lekalim. Why don't we ask for rain? That's the Ran's kasha.
You never change things.
No, but if the whole we should be doing it right away. No, they didn't do it right away. We need people to get home. Okay, we don't need anybody to get home. There's no legal regal anymore.
Yeah, but once they instituted it, that's the day. That's the day.
No, but the day, it was, again, so
it was
the
for a reason,
right time would have been right after Sukkot.
Right,
but they delayed it, but that the right Zman is right away. So if you do the right Zman, that's the Ran's kashya. He says, and then he asked, it was not, we all think a little bit different, but in the bus.
Why in America they started the.
Not America. Ran's asking why in Eretz Yisrael now? Do they wait till Zion? Start right out, there's no oil or gold.
Why in Chutzlarts
do they wait? Not really. Chutzlarts is a different story. Chutzlarts we're waiting anyway because we're doing it for when we need the rain. But it's about Eretz Yisrael now. The people are Eretz Yisrael waiting till Zion. Why are they waiting till Zion? Look at what he said. And he says, don't tell me that we're doing it because of Mashiach. Look at how the Ran ends off. This that we hold the halacha is like a meal. That's even after Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Look what he writes, and this is where we begin to see that the Rishayim hold that there's a mitzvah aliyah l'regel even bizman hazeh. Lefmi shahayim is asvim b'chol sivus b'regel Yerushalayim. They used to gather together in Yerushalayim, not the Beis Hamikdash. Kimoy shoyis and gam hayoyim like they do today. They oilim halalu because they were oil regel rosh and acher hasheilu chi oisik artekanim. Hit around. The Ran is telling you that even after the Korban, people got together. Like today, in the Ran's times, they did go to Yerushalayim. So you see there's some Indian, I will see later, I don't get it, but there's some Indian of going to Yerushalayim, there's manas there, and therefore the Rabbanim said, don't ask for rain until you get to Zion. Because there were still people that were oil regular, even there's manas there.
But then today when this car is and it only takes you an hour, so they should say the next day anyway.
So now we'll get to what you said before, that they were, when they talked about, when they said the 15 days,
saying
the people were driving, they were horses.
Right, saying it's a living thing. And
but now anything. They're not going to change it now, because now that there are oil regal, they're going to leave it because of the oil regal. So you're right.
No oil regal that takes anywhere.
Okay, in the world, right. I'm not going to argue with Ryan, but the Ran's time is no cars. So when he's saying, the Ran's telling you, in his time, he's saying, why do they pass like this? There's no cars. They would walk. I don't know if how they travel. But the traveling during the Ran's times wasn't much different than the times of the Gemara, and therefore he sticks to the halacha of they were in an avili regal. But the Ran clearly does not say a mitzvah. The Ran says people do. Now, why do people do? What's the reason for the do? Is there some mitzvah here or not? So let's go right here. You're going to see chidushim from Achrayim Minchas Yitzchak. I'm not going to go into right now because he brings down the same. Ran, and he talks about what Yitzi wants to know where this pras is. He says, not pras is the Gvul Eretz Yisrael, but Tzvayna. So he also goes into where were they chayshish for the B'nai Chutz La'aretz or not. But most of the Mechaz is going to depend on other Rishayna. But he does speak about what you said, Yitzi, where this Nahar pras is. Let's learn the Marit. Marit says it's talking about someone who is there's an Indian definitely of living in Eretz Yisrael. And if there's an Indian of making an aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, is what the Marid is talking about. He wants to know, leaving that aside, is there an Indian of visiting Eretz Yisrael? Is there an Indian also of aliyah l'regel? So let's learn the Marid, and many are going to be medayik in the words of the Marid. So let's see Marid dika Marid. The numbers are backwards, but you'll see number 7. Kol ma she'amru b'shvacha shel Eretz Yisrael. When we talk about Eretz Yisrael, it's living there. It's not visiting. La'yamru al-inyan dira. If someone goes to visit Eretz Yisrael today, that's not Trach Eretz Yisrael. You're not a dweller of Eretz Yisrael. Baramban, the Sefer HaMitzvos Lisa, he brings down the Minyan HaMitzvos, the Arashta, the Ashafta Ba, behind the Yeshiva. That's living there, not just in Aliyah, not to go visit. He brings, look at the Medrash. Ah, Papisha Nimtza the Medrash. Nimshul Knesset Yisrael Yaino, Ma Yainazu. The yaina flies away, but it never forgets where its nest is. Ach Yisrael, afa pisha golu, einam. We don't forget about our nest. Okay. Look what he writes. Because of this, noyegim bizman shashanim kitikunan, when the shanim were in the right order, shahayu oilim b'nei Mitzrayim b'Suria uvavu, they used to go up b'regalim l'Yerushalayim. Why? Why are they going up for it? He's telling you there's no mitzvah going up to Eretz Yisrael unless you're going to live there. Look what he writes. Umikal Mokoyim, Chibub Eretz Yisrael. He's showing you love Eretz Yisrael. Ka'oyisei Sham Rabbabo, Amenashi Kipidaku, talk about it at the end of the shift. He kissed the ground when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Yichsib, Kirat Zavadachas Avaneh. And then he writes, Abel Ishvi, Ishi, Yulah, Bok, because his case was they were born in Eretz Yisrael, and then they want to leave. Then what are you leaving for? What do you see from the Marit? Marit says, there's no onion of going up. There's no onion of Aliyah, unless you want to live there. Why do we go then? We're showing we love Eretz Yisrael. We show we love Eretz Yisrael. There's an onion of showing love to Eretz Yisrael. If you don't want to visit Eretz Yisrael, you don't show you love to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. It's not a mitzvah of Yerashtev Yashavtaba. There's no mitzvah. I have to love Eretz Yisrael. How do you show you love Eretz Yisrael? You go visit Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to visit because you're at a restaurant. You're not going to visit because of the Torah. You're going to Eretz Yisrael because of Eretz Yisrael. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Marit, that's Chib of Eretz Yisrael. So right so far, what do we have? We have the Ran. The Ran says that they used to go up. They used to go up for Rego. We don't know why yet. We have the Marit. The Marit saying there's an inyan of Chib of Eretz Yisrael. And now we come to the Marit Tzias. Marit Tzias is a case over here. I'm going to read you a story. Marit Tzias is number 8. Gabi Meis about the Mechad Shehidr Es Ishtoi. He didn't let his wife go up to the other regal. His wife wanted to go. He says, you can't go. I made an edda. Uvan, they came to fear of Yaisi. The Gemara says he was matted an edda. Afa says the Maritz Chiyas. When did this story take place? Was this story during Beis HaMikdash or not? Maritika Maritz Chiyas. Afa gab the Rabbi Yaisi was after the Korban. He was Bizman, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, which is the second generation after Korban Abayis. B'chol Zois. I proved in another place. Let's read these words together. It's my gift to all of us. The Af Acher HaChorbin, Payunayigin, they did go up to the Eile Rego, Kitsasam, Lespalo, Birushalayim, the Makam HaMikdash. They did go. They went to the Kaisam HaRabi. Where else are they going to go? Kimah, and he brings a Medrash Rabo that they would go up. So you could be Matan Eder. He goes then Baiter over here into who, where did they live? They were talking, he's bringing a Raya from the Medrash, or Belaz of Enshamua. Who is Talmud of Rabbi Akiva? That's for sure. Many years after Korban Beis Hamikdash, Kolshkein, he says Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, and Shmuel, the next Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. They used to go Oyla Regel, Bilu Vuulai. What he writes? Maybe they brought even Karbanis. The Makam Hamikdash, the Alacha. You can bring. You don't have a buyer. So maybe they brought even Karbanis. This is what Maritz Chiyah says. They would go up and bring Karbanis. But Oy Nimtza, the Seder Adar, Sevi brings the Sefer from Masters Remain in Isim. Ramei would go up to Yerushalayim. Every time we go up, early in around, something bad happened to him. But he did go up. So says the Maritz Chiyas, he could be Matan Neder. So Bizman Azeh, if a woman said, the woman says, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, the husband says, no, it makes a Neder, you're not going anywhere, he'd be Matan Neder. Because there's an Indian being oil of the regular, even Bizman Azeh. And the Raya, and just, what's his lashon again? Lispala. That's what he says. The minig noyagim lalos l'regel kitzaf l'spal b'Yerushalayim. The makom hamigdash. You're obviously not walking into the Azara, although he then says he's bringing karbanos here. There's another I put down in the Sefer Ar Yisrael, which is it's a kunchus written in Muncie. It's very very popular, famous. He brings down from the Sefer Kapta B'Ferach Shaliyah l'regel. Why do you go up to the Aliyah l'regel? Not like the Ran, or not like the Meretzias. Rak minikidelar agmas now. We don't have the base of English. You go up and you feel, oh, I wish I had the base on English. He brings the Marit, which I said to you, Chibu Beretz Yisrael. So far, we don't have anybody who says it's a mitzvah. Minik type. So far, we have minik type. We are going to learn a Chassam Seifers. The Oil knows lately this year we spend a lot of time on Chassam Seifers. So we're going to do Shani of Chassam Seifer today again. Chassam Seifer is Ruach HaKadosh, and the more I'm delving into this Chassam Seifers again last night, it's a new world of Taurus Chassam Seifer. But we are going to learn what the Chassam Seifer writes by first learning the Tashbat, because the Tashbat also makes mention of that there's still Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, or Yerushalayim, maybe not Eretz Yisrael. If there's still Kedusha, so then why isn't there a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel? The Kedusha is still there. The Beis HaMikdash Kedusha never left. Look at the Tashbat number 9. Kedusha Se'ir, Loi Ba'al In Dvarm Shenem Rabbi Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has Kedusha. V'HaMikdash Nishara Kedusha. So we can't enter it. And then he ends off, yes, I'll bring you a raya. This is the Tashbat. Sheik, I'll bring you a raya that the Beis HaMikdash is and the ear is Kayemeth. You know why? Because Adai name Oil L'Regel. People are still going to the Oil L'Regel. Mi Mitzrayim. It's amazing that there were still people living in Mitzrayim. They were coming up from Mitzrayim and other Arotzes. Now the Oil is going to say they're going up from Mitzrayim. Oh, I'm Mitzrayim Schutzach. But if the Oil was here Friday night, they would have heard from me that Mitzrayim is Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about Mitzrayim there, so maybe it's not Chutzlaretz. And if it's not Chutzlaretz, so then they would be, you don't know Raya to Roshitas. But the Tashbats himself says they were Oilim L'Regel from Mitzrayim and other Arotzes. So, and the Raya is because Yerushalayim has Kedusha. If Yerushalayim has Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash has its Kedusha. Beis HaMikdash didn't lose its Kedusha. What I don't understand is what I saw at the beginning of this year. Aliyah L'Regel is to go on to Nazara. He himself says we can't go on there. Vasily Kanis, but we can't go. So if we can't go, really, we could go if we would be tar. We're not tar, so that means we can't go. So all those people that are going, you got to ask them how who's heterim that they're going with. But if we need a paraduma, we don't have paraduma. We're all tamei meis. So to go on to the Makom HaMikdash,
right after the korban, I still have paraduma.
So that's right. Maybe that's why when the Maritzchis brings down from Rav Meir, they had still paraduma. Maybe they went, so they were able to go. We brought a Karban Pesach afterwards to Rav Gamliel's time. Very good, right? Comes over here, so I look in the Sefer Oil Rivka, he brings down from, based on the Tashbat, I don't know where he sees this from, but I know where he gets it from. You don't see it clearly, but clearly, Lefi the Tashbat, I want to read you what he says on the next sheet. Amna midibre Tashbat's nera sheyes mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, be Oil Rivka, was manazah. Why? Because Kedusha Samigdash, like Batla. And he brings a raya from the fact that people are still being Oil Rivka. And he brings a raya from the Midrash. So we have now a new shita that is not as a mitzvah beyond the Aliyah L'Regel. We can't do it the right way, but even if we can't get to the Makom HaMikdash, maybe there's an Indian, let's get to as close as we could. I really want to be Aliyah L'Regel, but I can't. I can't get across, I can't go into the Makom HaMikdash today. But I should be Aliyah L'Regel as much as I could, or maybe not. So the Yitzhak Zilberstein does write that in his Tshuva on the Gemara and Daf Chesam and Bey Aleph, Im Kein Gam is Man Azeh. You should go up to the Kaisel Maravi. Why? Not because mitzvah. I just told you. You're not being Oil L'Regel. It's a zecher to the mitzvah's Ria Shahaisa Nayagas. They used to go out. So we're going to just follow what they did. But there's no mitzvah because I'm not going on to the Mikdash anyway. That is the Cheshuv Yechemin. But now we're going to do our Chassam Seifer. It's not a mitzvah. No. It's a zecher. So we have a lot of zechers in Mikdash. A lot of zechers in Mikdashes. But that's what you see. We have zecher in Mikdash Kehillel. We have other Zeichel HaMikdash, as we spoke about it on a Friday night share too. The difference is that we have some Zeichers, we have some of the Zeichers are there. Simchas Beis HaShev is a Zeicher. We talked about Lulav 7 days is a Zeicher. So we have another Zeicher, Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, new Zeicher. And that was seems to be the minute. Rabbi said, we learned some Seifer here. I will read you the words and you read along with me. And this is a Pelagodol. He brings over here, the Olam knows that some Seifer was upset that everyone was going to Miron and they weren't going to Yerushalayim. So in that shtickle, most people don't read the rest of what he wrote. They just focus on that part. But we're going to read the whole thing. Look what he writes. Rabbi say, if someone asks you where it is, I put it on the sheet for you over here. He mentioned this a few times. Ach lefi divrei divarai Eliyahu Zachal HaTayyib Shavid HaSaretz, he wrote about, I spoke, it was an earthquake in Tzfas because of Kinas Yerushalayim. Everyone's running away from Yerushalayim. Kinas Shirayim, Asa's Ice. That's where the Shari Shemayim are. That's Eir Shechaber Lo Yachta. What's everyone running to Miron for? Har Maria, Kedas Yitzchak, Shem Shachav Yaakov, Chav Loik Sulam, Har Abayis, Tel, Shkol Piyas Alapainim, Beloy Zaz HaShchina, the Kaisel's there. Some Sefer says that the Shechina is by the Kosam Arabi, so we don't even run into Tzfas. Being a Lagami Zem Mekar of Meishanim, years, he's talking about hundreds of years, some of Kanaim, they're going to Tzfas. Yisham Kabar, Ishel, Ikar, Shem Rai Yechai, Bimirom. And the reason Tzfas. Ubechol Oilim, Eretz Yisrael, and all the people that go to Eretz Yisrael, okay, let's go to Mirom. Let's sum up name El Tzfas, and Tveria, and Yerushalayim, Nishkecha. No one wants to go to Yerushalayim anymore. Look what he writes now. The ear, Shem Hashem, Shama, Shegam Bizman Hazeh, Mitzvah Lalis, the regular Yerushalayim. Yeah? Mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim. Mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim. He says Mitzvah, I'm reading his words. Mitzvah, he doesn't say to the base of Megdash, Mitzvah Lalis, the regular Yerushalayim. And they're running to Tzfas. What I don't get is that when they're running to Tzfas, it's not, a legal, not the time to be out of the regular anyway. Miron Lagbaimer is, unless he's upset that they didn't come back to Shavuos, they're running to Miron. What come for Shavuos? What are you going for Lagbaimer for?
He's saying there's always a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim.
No, he's saying Lalis the regular. Lalis the regular, he says. No. What his upset was is everyone's going to Miron for Lagbaimer. So why is there no mitzvah to do Miron? Is a mitzvah Aliyah Larega. So you should make sure either to be the Pesach. Or be there in Shavuos. He's spending all this money. Go then.
The point is, there's no public thing in Yerushalayim today that everybody wants to go.
Right.
Wrong. There's a public thing.
He's saying there should be a public thing. Everyone should go be a little regular. When did he write this? It was in the beginning of the 1700s, or late 1700s. Yeah, well, they were doing this. Yeah. That in the Shuvas of the Sam Sefer, number 10, he writes a little bit different. He says, every step you get is schar. So if you're traveling to Eretz Yisrael and you're paying for the tickets and it's a lot of money, you're getting schar psias. That's what he says. Comes along, one of the svarim that's very, very well known is Avelis Achorbin, written by Rabbi Schwartz. And he writes, just to minig aliyah l'regel bizman hazeh, the Mayadim Rol Lovely. You should go to the Kosam Arabi. But who can aim? See how we write? It's like an Aliyah L'Regel. It's Ka'ain Aliyah L'Regel. Aminig Yisfal Musaf. Make sure that you daven Musaf by the Kosam Arabi. Ka'irov Lovely Lefnei HaKosal Be'er Pesach. You should go Erev Pesach. And Erev Yom Kippur. Shar Yom HaKadoshim. And he brings down from Aram Chagiz. But it's Ka'ain. So you see this Inyan of Ka'ain. I can't go to the Mesam. Like I saw at the beginning of the year, you can't get to the Makam Migdash anyway. But there's this idea of Ka'ain. And then, of course, he goes into the Medrash that we said with the Yaina, he brings the Tashbat, and they used to go up to the Eilu Regel. So there was this new, we have a new concept over here. We have another Zeichel Migdash. The Zeichel Migdash is an Eilu Regel. There's an Indian of that type of a Zeichel Migdash. And that explains so many of the Medrashim that you see that deal with this, that when you're going to the Kaisal Arabi, it's Ka'ein. And we're going to learn Rabbi Tzion Abishol in a moment, because he also discusses this. As I mentioned to you, what I want the Olam to see is now that there's an Indian of going to Aliyah L'Regel, and there's an Indian of this is Zeichel HaMikdash, and you're doing some type of a mitzvah over here, because there is a pasuk. Pasuk says, we learned the pasuk, that you have to have a Zeichel HaMikdash. This is part of our Zeichel HaMikdash. Comes the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah, Rishon Olam Nidl V'Nidl Shiva Medina Yom Echad. What does Medina mean? Because I told you the Pirush Mishnah, it says, Shar Eretz Yisrael Chutz Yerushalayim. That means that now that we have the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you're going to go up, be a little bit asig, and you were by the Kaisa, because we all went for Birchas Kayanim, right? We all did. I think everyone who was there in Eretz was there Birchas Kayanim. So someone came over to me and says, you have to do the mitzvah here in the Natayr. Everywhere else in Yerushalayim, you're doing the Rabbana. It's 7 days, the Gemara says, right? I don't know, David, you did a little bit asig at the Kaisa.
You take from someone else, that's there.
Or you're not Yaitza because it's Shaul. You would have to buy it. You have to be kind of, right? You have to be kind of. Yeah.
Well, they know already. The people at the coast will know already.
Yeah. So, all right. No, Friday.
You did it Friday also.
You also did it, right?
I did it on Friday.
You did Friday.
You go Friday afternoon before Shabbos. You have to do it as well. You go before Shabbos.
Right. You're going to have to do that. Every day you're there. Right, so whenever you're there, you have the mitzvah d'oraisa now. That's what he says. So if you look at the Rabbi Tzion Abishol, that's what he says. More than that, he says, we're all the Misha Night a little because of my Rabbi. Sheizar b'chol yam. And I will say right now, he says, Sheizar, you should go every day. I didn't do this because I wish now, and now, I don't know, Yonatan, you did this also?
No, but a lot of my family did.
Right.
I just didn't get there.
Right, so he said, I've been seeing, I was going to read right now. He says, we're all the Misha Night a little because of my Rabbi. Sheyizar b'chol hayyanim. First of all, you have to make, it has the same dinim as day number one. Can't have chaser, can't have shol. Don't give it to a katan because he can't give it back to you. Huh? And he writes, so in many other parts that say this also, and therefore I know that it doesn't mean that from Rabbi Yasha, but he also says, Rabbi Yasha also seems to say that you have to go and you have to take a little bit of an essay there because there's your deraisa. Everywhere else is only there. But it's only for the pirush on shnayis. So I have to make that clear. The Rashi clearly does not learn like that. So
every day you're fine.
Well,
daven by the kaisel.
Yeah, and for sure. No, but now you see the inyan of going to the kaisel every day with a little of an esrig because you might be mekayem to the raisa of taking a little of an esrig, and you're doing your aliyah l'regel. So you have everything. Now you only have to do aliyah once. You don't have to go every day.
But if you're not around, you should throw your esrig.
And that's right. You show yesrig. Comes the Rebbe Tzina Abishol, and he really just writes it straight out. The Yesh Mitzvah, the Regel Bizmanenu. So he writes, he takes whatever we said here. Yesh Mitzvah, Balil Regel. There's a Mitzvah, Balil Regel, the Kaisa Maravi, even Bizman, you have a Mitzvah. So it's a Maradik what he says, because I look at his Biurim, now everything that we learned over here, look what he writes. And he comes up, Avshen Chi, I is no Chi Balil Regel. Yesh Mitzvah. Look at what Moshe was saying, but there's a Mitzvah. When he shoyle Yerushalayim calls him a rabbi, he brings the medrash and shir hashirim. Mayoyin ezu apal pisha. You never forget about the Beis Hamikdash. Ach Yisrael apal pisha char Beis Hamikdash. Like butlu shalosh v'gal mishano. Chain hayaminid me'azam me'ayin. Brings out Aran. Brings out all my paiskim. Kafta v'farach de tashbats. Again, I saw this after I saw my kapir. The Maritz. I was just happy to see everybody. And Sam Seifer Harith lechiach. He also writes as a mitzvah. And he brings Maritz Chias, Stei Chemen. So he said, he writes mitzvah. Mitzvah aliyah l'regel. No chiyuv. You don't have a chiyuv. But there's a mitzvah to be aliyah l'regel. If it's because of chibas Eretz Yisrael, or it's because of the atmas nefesh of Eretz Yisrael, or that's where we're mimicking what they used to do. It's our seicher l'migdash, maridik yisayid, to go to Eretz Yisrael for yantif. At least, you can't go for all three, I'm telling you. But there's an inyan of seicher l'migdash, even bizman hazeh. And to go to where the Christ of Arabi, it's Ka'ein. It's Ka'ein. And if the Sam Saifa says, mitzvah, go to Eretz Yisrael, say, Rabbi Shalom, if it's a mitzvah, to get your money back, then tickets will get the money back. I came to the other regulars. It's a mitzvah. Now, let's go back to what about the Chibas Eretz Yisrael? I want to share with the Oilman in just the last 4 minutes that we have, the Gemara that we mentioned before. Rabbi Abba Menashe keep the doctor. When he would come, he would kiss the ground. So when we go to Eretz Yisrael, if we love Eretz Yisrael, should we kiss the ground? You get out of the plane, you can't really kiss the floor. You're not going to kiss the Ben Gurion
airport.
But when you walk out of the airport, maybe the olden days, right? So should you do it or not? The Tzitz Eliezer talks about this kissing idea when you come to the Kaisel Maravi. So let's read number 18. La'achar Chorban b'yaisa shezach. We have at least the Kaisel Maravi. Lamed b'makom kadizeh. Kachim Shemayim, Kedush, we saw the Chassam Kleipers, a special Kedush. It doesn't have the Kedush of the Migdash. Let's remember, that wall is not the Migdash, it's the Harabayas wall. Al Kain, Ratzu, Abde Hashem. So he talks about this idea to kiss the stones. I'm showing my love, the same idea. He doesn't talk about kissing the ground. When you get to the Kaisi, you should kiss the stones. I'm showing my love to this Makar. That's what he brings down. So they ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I don't understand. Maybe Rav can tell me. Because when you ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, look what people do. So tell me what people do. Minigar, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you kiss the stones of Eretz Yisrael. Child, they ask Rav Chaim, Im yesh l'nashik es havnei Eretz Yisrael. Should you kiss the stones? I don't know what stones. I guess the floor of Eretz Yisrael. Not when you get out of the airport. I guess you would have to be walking on the ground. You're kissing the land of Eretz Yisrael. Look what Rav Chaim says. Look what everybody does. Puk chazim ayam adav. What does that mean? What's the answer then? The people kiss it, they don't. You've got to tell me what they do. I don't know what they do. The people kiss. Some people do, some people don't. What? Some people do, some people don't. Most people don't, right? Most people don't.
Anymore. I think the first time you go, a lot more people do it the first time.
Yeah, so they asked Rabbi Nebenzal, who Yonatan and I know, and he's my go-to. Especially when it comes to Rechaim, I had stories with him over Yontif too. I just read a story with him when they built the Yeshiva's Parat Yosef. He was blocking. You heard about the story? He'd say, if you go to his apartment, I was in his apartment. I went to see him. He originally had a straight view to the Kaiser. Then the Yeshiva came to ask him if he can build Yeshiva Parat Yosef right next door to him. And they were going to build it, but it was going to block his view. So they came to ask him if they can build the yeshiva there. He says, listen, you build the yeshiva there, it's fine. And because the Iker is tired, he says. And then they built the yeshiva there, and it blocked his view. But he ended up making a kailul in the yeshiva's Pirus Yosef, and he got his whole bracha. He's the whole Iker was learning Torah. He says that to me, that I have a kailul, and it's kailul's there, it's not just a bracha in yeshiva, it was right next door to him. Anyway, when they asked it, I've told over the story different numbers. It's a long story what happened with the yeshiva and him. But he writes, and it's true, because I did go, his apartment is, I think, on the second floor. I went all the way up to the roof of his apartment. There, your mom, I could show the island. I could show the island, the view that I have from above his apartment. I don't know if you've ever been all the way up there. It's an unbelievable view. And that's where you cry. When you see that view, I'll show the island if the island wants to see. But he's blocked. His view is blocked. But when they asked him about Kasavli, he wrote, Misha Asalai, Misha Asakain, if you kiss the land of Eretz Yisrael, you get a bracha. The Rabbi Nebenzal says, kiss the land of Eretz Yisrael, have a bracha. But they asked the Briska Rav, how come he doesn't kiss the stones of Eretz Yisrael when he comes to Eretz Yisrael? He said, the Briska Rav says, it's only Nayik for Gedele Rabbanim, Gedele Chachamim. And he brings the Rambam, the Briska Rav is going to follow the Rambam. And he goes into, whenever the Rambam says Yirei Shemayim, or in this case, it doesn't say that word, it says Gedele Chachamim, does it mean only Chacham or means anybody? And the Briska Rav says, no, it's only for the Gedele Chachamim. And he writes, only if you mamish, rak l'gdoil cham shema oi chashu b'Eretz Yisrael, if you mamish love Eretz Yisrael, then, and you have this chavibus Eretz Yisrael, then you could do it. In the end of the day, the poskim do say, everyone's different, and that's maybe what Rav Chaim meant to say. I'm reading you from the Sefer Eretz Chaim, in yonat shukal Eretz Yisrael, why did Rebbe kiss it? It's not a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to kiss the stones. I'm showing my love. Everyone depends. If you have such a love to Eretz Yisrael, then kiss. If not, then what are you kissing for? Oh, but everyone, it's not a guy, but Briska Rav felt, is Rabbi.
You see, but wearing black, I think, in the Yehura eyes.
Well, right, the black, right. But that's what he wants to know, is the Yehura not? But what's the Yehura over there? I love Eretz Yisrael. That's Yehura. I want to show my love to Eretz
Yisrael. The story of the guy, black, right? Who was that? The numbers.
Yeah, because that was Gaiva, though. That was Gaiva. He was wearing black. But here, what's the Gaiva? Because I lost
it.
There was because of Chubin Beis HaMikdash. He was wearing black. He was trying to show he's better than everybody else. I don't know if this shows that much. I'm doing it. If you have the Ahavos, I love you. You can't. I want to show you just to end the share, Rabbi Leib Shteinman does bring down from the Taz. This whole concept of Aliyah L'Regel, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even today, he brings down from the Tashbats, the miracles that happened Bizman HaMikdash still are today. No one will say there's no room in Eretz Yisrael. This is a Beis HaKnesses in Yerushalayim. The Anshei Makom Kol HaShana, Mismal Pel Peh Beis Yisgavit Shom Shavuos. There were more than 300 people there. Somehow they fit into this Beis Medrash. Chassam Sefer also says, they say that sometimes Beis Medrash is like that too. I don't know if they showed Darlam what the Beis Medrash of Chassam Sefer looked like, but somehow his Beis Medrash had room for everybody. Rabbi Arye Leib says that there are Batei Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael today, in Yerushalayim, that are full capacity somehow. And when you go to Simchas Beis HaSheva, somehow everyone gets in there. I don't know how they do, but they're all in the Simchas Beis HaSheva. So you see, Bizman Hazeh, the miracles of Eretz Yerushalayim are still there with us, living with us today. We should be Zaycha talking about Eretz Yisrael and the love that we go return to Eretz Yisrael for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, where we can just stay and not have to come back to America.
So do you like us to go to